how they live that way.
Honestly. You ever hear the word cricket for it? You ever hear the word cricket?
Yes, yes, they heard them call it that.
Uh-huh. And today, what is the thing that you use to turn the water off and on in the kitchen sink?
Spigot.
And if you have one outside for a hose, what is that?
Faucet.
And on a syrup barrel on the farm, what did you use to get the syrup off, turn it off and on? Is that a faucet or a spigot? Or?
Well, I guess it is a faucet, I imagine. That's about the same thing.
And when you used to buy a few cans, when you buy groceries today, they just put them in a paper so you can carry them home, just in a paper, what do you say, bag or sack?
Yes, it's sack, paper sack.
Uh-huh. Do you remember in the old days when they had big sacks of chicken feed, 100 pounds of chicken feed? What kind of sack did they keep those, did they sell the chicken feed in?
Why, it is what we call it, a croaker sack, what do you call it? Croaker sack. C-R-O, I don't know how it is. C-R-O-C-S, I think croakers. Croakers sack.
I see. And what did they used to sell fertilizer in? What do you call those? 100 pounds of fertilizer would be?
Guyana sacks, what you're speaking of, I reckon. You what you call a Guyana sack, yes.
Did you ever hear of a tow sack?
Oh, I've heard of it, not much. We always had to use the Guyana sacks and use a little everything. Get the Guyana in them and use them for other things, you know.
Someone told me that he, during the Depression, he made clothes.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Out of, now, would that be the Guyana sack? It'd be pretty rough, wouldn't it?
Me, some little better sack in the old Guyana. The Guyana just eats them up, you know. It stinks, and they wash it out and use it for different things, but I don't think they can close out of the old Guyana sack.
Mm-hmm. What do they call the sacks made out of cloth that you could make?
Well, the sugar sack. Sugar comes out of a good cloth that you can make most anything out of.
I see.
A white, I don't know what the name of the cloth is.
And to entertain yourself, did you ever play one of those things you blow on and move back and forth, play a tune? Blow into it and play a tune?
No, I had a use to try to blow a juice harp for years. I never could do it. Hit my teeth. I tried the harmonica. Uh-huh. I couldn't ever make a tune on that.
Uh-huh. And when you were a boy, if your father put up a support like this, and one child would sit here and one here, and they go up and down. What do they call that? This homemade support with a log or a board across, and just go up and down. Be a child on either end.
Seesaw.
Seesaw. And if he put it on a post and he went around with it, what would that be called?
That'd be called merry-go-round, I reckon.
Merry-go-round?
But he put a bolt through the board into the post, you know, and just run around and around.
You ever call that flying something?
No, I don't remember it.
Flying Jenny or flying...
Yes, I have. They call them flying Jenny, yeah.
Uh-huh. A piece of stone that you... by the way, did you ever hear that call a flying Dutchman?
No, I don't.
Piece of stone that you use to sharpen knives on?
White rock. You have a grindstone that you turn with your hand to grind the knives and axes and things like that.
Grindstone's bigger.
Yeah, you have a hole in the middle and you stick them through there and you get grinded that way. Like you're going up water out of a well.
I see.